To turn to Psalm 23, verse 3, after he says, "He restoreth my soul," he makes this statement: "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Again, everything that is said in Psalm 23 originates and flows from the very first statement: "The Lord is my shepherd." So all the marvelous and blessed truths revealed in Psalm 23 flow from the fact of who God is. The Lord is. Also from the fact of his relationship to us, my shepherd. And we see that relationship all through the psalm. There are 18 personal pronouns: my, I, me, mine. Again, all speaking of a personal relationship with the Lord. So reading through the psalm, we see that David does not speak in generalities. Generalities is not what we need in our life. He speaks of that which is divine, speaks of that which is very direct and very, very personal. So what we see here throughout the psalm is a manifestation of God's ability to do whatever it is declared that he does. His provision, his wisdom, his love, his care, his goodness toward his people. And all these things can be our personal and daily experience, again, all the days of our life. But in this portion of the psalm, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So here the psalmist addresses the blessing of God's personal. Again, this is not a general leading. He leadeth me. It is a personal leadership, a personal direction in life. And it's very important that we noticed it follows, "He restoreth my soul." The order is important. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Before he does that, he restores my soul. In order to enjoy, in order to appreciate God's direction and leadership, the inner man, the soul, must be in a right condition to receive that leadership. So God not only leads, but he puts us in a condition to receive that leadership. We're in a sad state of affairs when we're not in a condition to hear the Lord's voice, to see the Lord's example. So he restores our soul. But he doesn't just leave us. He then directs. He then leads. And as we follow the Lord, that is where we find peace. That is where we find contentment. It's where we find assurance, courage. It's where we find happiness in the Lord. So as we look at these words, "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." What is it that necessitates God's leadership, or the need? What necessitates the need of God's leadership. Well, what necessitates it is who we are. That is the nature and propensity of ourselves necessitates the need for God to lead us. Again, David is a shepherd, and he takes the position, not of a shepherd, but he takes the position of a sheep. And it's that very position, who we are, sheep, that necessitates the need of everything that is written in Psalm 23. We've pointed it out before, but we'll repeat it. Sheep by nature are not intelligent, and neither are we when viewed in the realm of God. We're very unintelligent. Sheep are dirty. Sheep are very, very timid. For the most part, they're helpless. They need a shepherd. They are visually impaired. Absolutely no sense of direction. None. Therefore, they need to be led. They're visually impaired with no sense of direction. Add to that, they're very easily frightened, very easily disturbed, extremely restless, and very easily worn out or exhausted. And again, if you're constantly frightened, disturbed, and restless, you become exhausted. That describes a lot of God's people. And they're very prone to disease. So if you take that, if you leave that sheep to itself, they will destroy themselves. Even if they don't fall prey, which they probably will, but if they didn't fall prey to a predator, they would destroy themselves. And so it is with you and I. So we need a shepherd. We need the God, we need God's direction. So they're very weak, they're very needy. They require expert management and care. The Adamic nature Dennis just referred to, which is the result of the curse of the fall. The very Adamic nature in us necessitates the need for God's direction, for God's guidance, for God's leadership. The Adamic nature in us is referenced in several ways in the New Testament. Romans 7, verse 10, 20, it is referred to simply as sin. It's the nature in us is sin. In Romans chapter 7, if you turn there, Romans chapter 7, verse 23 and 25, it's not just sin in us, but notice again verse 23, I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. So it's the law of sin that's in us. What is a law? It's a rule. It's a directive. It's creed. The rule, the law, the creed of sin is in us. Verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. With the flesh, the law, the rule. So sin doesn't lie dormant in us. It seeks a position of rule. in our lives. And that's why we read in Romans chapter 6 that we need to daily put it to death. We need to get dominion over that law every day, because if we don't, it'll begin to direct our life. So we have this directive in our life referred to as the law of sin. Because of that, we desperately need the direction of God. And may I say, the direction of God, the leadership of God, is contrary to the law of sin. So we have a part of us that's telling us to go this way, and we have God telling us to go this way. And someone will say, well, we'll just compromise and go down the middle. That won't work either. We need the direction of the Lord. It's referred to not only as sin, but it's referred to as the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, verse 19, verse 24. It's the flesh. The flesh that we're born with. Romans 8, verse 7, it's referred to as the carnal or fleshly mind. And it's also in Ephesians 4 and Colossians 3, it's referred to as the old man. That is who we were before salvation. What we were before salvation. So we need the leadership of God because of our Adamic nature. Jeremiah 17, verse 9 tells us that the Adamic nature, it's described there as the heart, is deceitful. How deceitful is it? It's deceitful above all things. It's more deceitful than Satan. It's deceitful above all things. It's what Satan uses. It's what Satan uses in our life, is that law of sin. Romans 7, verse 18, it's referred to as evil. Also in Romans 8, it's hostile, it's rebellious against God. It's enmity against God. Cannot be subject to the law of God. And it is not naturally subjective to the direction of the Lord. And this flesh, this sin that dwells in us, as we've already seen, is very active. It works. It's always doing something. Again, Romans 7, verse 23, but I see another law in my members warring. Notice what it's doing. It's warring against the law of my mind. But not only is it warring, it's bringing me into captivity. It seeks to, so it wars and it seeks to bring, draw us into captivity. And this dwells within us. It goes everywhere we go. It's there. So everywhere we go, we need the direction of the Lord. Again, it's active. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, Galatians 5, verse 17, it lusteth, the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Verse 19, now the works of the flesh. So it's active. It's very, very active. Man in his Adamic nature is stubborn toward God. And man in his Adamic nature is marked by pride, self-sufficiency, all things that refuse to be led by God. Self-righteousness, self-absorption, self-interest. In Isaiah 53 and verse 6, man in his in and of himself, will go astray. And where will he go? In his own way. in his own way, which is the way of the flesh, the way of the law of sin. And what happens when man goes in his own way? He destroys himself. It's self-destructive. So from all of that, we see man desperately needs that, the sheep desperately need God's direction, God's guidance, God's leadership. So it's necessitated by the fact of the Adamic nature that we carry around with us. The Adamic nature is something we ought to fear greatly. It'll destroy you. Something we ought to fear. It's something we ought to be very, very, very aware of. Even if we, at a moment, have control, have dominion over our flesh, that doesn't mean the child of God next to us does. And we can very easily be dragged into the flesh having dominion over us. We're in constant danger. Then, of course, you add to that our place of residence. John 17, verse 11, Jesus said, "These," that is those whom the Father had given him, "these are in the world." These are in the world. So here we are with an Adamic nature, and we're in the world. That's not a good combination. Because it is a world that is under the dominion of Satan. So we have something in us that desires to bring us in wars, to bring us under the dominion of Satan. And we live in a place that is under the dominion of Satan. We live in a place that is spiritually and morally bent, twisted, and distorted. And we have within us a nature that is bent and twisted and distorted. This world is unprincipled. The principle of the world is self, which is corrupt. The world is unprincipled. The world is criminal. It's contrary to God. Everything in the world, it's wicked. It's evil. It's abominable. It's blasphemous. It's obstructive to the ways of God. So we have dwelling within us that which is obstructive to the ways of God. And we live in a place that is obstructive to the ways of God. And the ways of the world are very attractive and very desirable and alluring to the Adamic nature. There is a part of us that finds the corruption of the world attractive, and it allures us. That puts us in a very dangerous position. But it necessitates our need for God's direction, for God's guidance. And if we have any sense at all, we will seek the Lord's direction. You see, in this world, we are surrounded by those who are actively and shamelessly opposed to God and at enmity with God and His ways. And they view sin as a very trivial matter. And they view sin as a matter of much gain. It's how I can get ahead in the world. Notice in Proverbs chapter 1, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 11. On verse 10, he talks about sinners. If sinners entice thee, if they, these sinners who seek to entice, say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us, you and I, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall gain by this. We shall gain by this. They see gain in wickedness. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Anytime that becomes your aim, you're already under the dominion of Satan. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. And that's what the world seeks. For us to associate with them. Let us all have one purse. Again, speaking of gain. And then the Lord, of course, Solomon in his wisdom gives instruction, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. They seek, we have in us that which can be tempted, that which can be lured and coaxed. And these individuals, the people of the world, seek to tempt and lure and coax God's people away from the instruction and rules of God. And therefore, we desperately need God's guidance. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. So there's enticement. In chapter 16, verse 29, a violent man enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. So the people of the world seek to entice, and we have within us that which is enticed, that which can be allured in these ways. So we stand in desperate need of God's direction, God's leadership. And no one knows that better than God. And He takes the position of a shepherd. And He leads us into the paths of righteousness. And He does so for His name's sake, for His glory. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, again, we thank You, Lord, for being our shepherd. We thank You, Lord, for being our God. We thank You, Lord, that we have a relationship with You, and we pray that that relationship would be strengthened every day of our lives for our remaining days, that a relationship with You would become stronger and stronger. And Lord, we thank You for all the blessings that we enjoy that flow from the fact that You are our shepherd. We pray now that You would be with us as we worship You, that Lord, You'd help us to bring honor and glory to Your name. Lord, that You would draw us closer to Thee. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.